A Jewish Journal article. He's dead, so what's so funny? When talent manager George Shapiro died earlier this year, he was 91 years young. He had managed many performers, including Jerry Seinfeld. George and his partner, Howard West, were savvy businessmen that had a keen eye for talent and did very well. So, a few of his friends, about 500 of them, gathered for his celebration send-off at Paramount Studios. Some of the biggest names in comedy from the past 70 years were there. MCing the night was the very funny Pat Hazel. George's three children, Danny, Carrie, and Stephanie spoke but not before taking a shot of Don Julio and toasting their dad. They spoke from their hearts and to our hearts and bullseyed it. Also speaking were Danny DeVito, Kevin Nealon, Sarah Silverman, and Jeff Garland. Next were Dick Van Dyke, 96 years old, Mel Brooks, 96 years old, and Norman Lear, 100 years old. Climbing up and down the stage steps by themselves, they did what they do best, they killed. Following them was Jerry Seinfeld, a mere child at 68. About 10 people spoke before Brooks. They all spoke about how George was the sweetest and most generous man they had ever met. Mel then got up and said something like, "To tell you the truth, I didn't like him that much. He was not nice. When we went out to dinner, he was nasty to all the servers." Huge laughs. Kevin Nealon said that after George died, he was very sad and for weeks, he was depressed. Not so much because George had died but because he realized that if George could die, we are all going to die. He was so funny, I told him he should release his eulogies on Spotify. Phil Rosenthal, creator of Everyone Loves Raymond, and now the star of the Netflix show, Somebody Feed Phil, said, "George told me he loved me multiple times each time we met." Phil then gave a shout out to his wife, "You hear that, Monica?" Seinfeld also spoke from the heart about how he wasn't sad because he knew that George would always be with him. Like most send-offs for comedians or people in the comedy business, it was part roast and part celebration. I've been to Rodney Dangerfield's, Bob Saget's and Gary Shandling's celebrations, and all were through the roof funny. I mean funny where you are falling off your chair. But what came through that evening for George was a story about a good man with a big heart. In many ways, a healer. A story about an ex-Bronx kid who was not afraid to tell you that he loved you. A story about a man who mentored many people. A story about a man who loved being in show business. He said show business is two words. Show, business. Without the business, you don't have the show. Listening to all that was said about George was like being at a hesped for a great rabbi. The evening was about the goodness that emanated from this man. During dinner, once everyone had spoken, I told Seinfeld that after hearing all of this about George, I want to be a better person. In a business that is not necessarily known for decency and kindness, George was an anomaly. George was an example of what one man can do to change the world and make it a better place for all of us. I know this to be a fact. I knew George well. Even in death, George continues to inspire people to become nicer, happier, and funnier. Instead of in person, he now does it through the people whose souls were touched by him. The people that saw George a day or so before he passed said that George was not unhappy about this part of his journey coming to an end. He said he knew he was just moving on to his next experience. I can only hope I feel that way when my time comes. George was a happy man and lived a great life. Plus, he had the phone numbers of the funniest people that ever lived and could call them anytime he wanted to. So, what's so sad? Nothing. And I think George would agree that if everyone added just one extra, "I love you," each day, it would be a better world for all. Mark Schiff is a comedian, actor and writer, and host of the You Don't Know Schiff podcast.